UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I am thinking about some hot lunch coming up here soon, very shortly. And speaking of hot, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, otherwise known as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Well, speaking of lunch,
ooh,
thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to ESPN Louisville Studios.
Chicken!
Try the summertime deal. 20 boneless wings and a large wedge for just $15.99. Get that Parmesan garlic. Oh, my gosh. Order online, wingzone.com. Two Louisville locations, Heights Point and Poplar Level Road at Quarry Center. I'm really looking forward to this
Stephen
one today.
Stephen Enoch or Brandon Huntley Hatfield, right in front of Pops Enoch right now. Pops Enoch is tuned in right now. Brandon Huntley Hatfield or Stephen Enoch?
You know, I got a soft spot for Steve Enoch, though, because I'm like, he was, oh, man, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Okay, who's the better shooter?
I mean, Steve probably, right?
Got to be Steve, right?
Yeah.
Steve can jump higher.
Yeah.
Brandon's sure. A better passer.
Yeah.
Probably. Better mid-range game, probably Brandon.
Yeah. That's a good one. Post play, probably Steve.
Steve's a better defender. Coach Mack didn't let him D up.
No, but he could hit that. Defender.
Who's a better defender?
Well, see, I don't know because we like
Real
refuse
quick, Texas,
to let Steve.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield or Stephen Enoch?
We refuse to let Enoch block shots.
That's what I said.
Yeah, so I don't know. Oh, my bad.
I was saying Coach Mack didn't let him D up.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think he would have been a good shot. Like if Rick had Coach Pitino had him, I think Steve would have been an awesome shot blocker. That's tough. That's a good one.
You gotta go Steve right now though, right?
I guess until right now see, yeah, until I see Brandon.
And again,
but that
Brandon
was close.
Brandon just turned 19. Steve.
But I mean that's no shame in that. I mean, Brandon was a top five recruit
right.
in this class before he reclassed.
Right.
And even when he reclassed, he was like 20th, you know, and I mean like he was a blue chipper. Like,
Stephen Enoch was another one that I take a lot of pride in.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at him at Connecticut saying 2.9.
Okay.
Stop right now. You said I should have led with it. I got saved yesterday.
Okay.
Did you know that, Nikki?
I'm listening. I don't know what this is.
You ever get saved?
I'm going to tell you. Good God's been.
So, the text line's done it a couple of times recently.
So Steve knows me. And He's been watching me go through something. So people, yes, Marcus goes through things too. I go through emotional things that sometimes are one step short of requiring counseling. And Steve knows, like, sometimes he just has to listen to me, you know, vent it. But he knows, okay, this is becoming a problem. So people, I'm gonna be candid here. Steve's listening to me. I got friends. You know, okay, the cliche, you're the people around you, the people you talk to the most, the 10 people you talk to, average them, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
So I've been going through some struggles with people. So we had to, you know, do some auditing, right? And the auditing comes from the people in my circle that I talk to that have gotten incredibly talented with their gift of finding things that can go wrong. Friends, people you associate with. Hey, I'm gonna try to drink three glasses of warm water a day. You know, just to your three, you know, per session, three glasses of warm water to fill you up, you know.
Or is it tap water? If it's tap water, it's not gonna work.
That's what I listen. In a vacuum, I don't mind we'll just make sure it's spring water. Okay?
Absolutely.
In a vacuum.
Totally agree.
But a conversation, like I started identifying this, people. I say, I'm going to try to do the water, right? Then the water says, oh, but are you still going to do your vodka later on? Okay, you got that one. Okay. Well, okay, I'm going to go low carb. I'm going to try to, you know, eventually I want to be vegetarian. Oh, no, you need protein to live. Well, you know, technically broccoli has, a handful of broccoli has as much protein as, you know, a hamburger, or, you know, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, you're going to need meat. You won't work without me. Okay, listen, I respect your opinion, you know, but this pattern is starting to wear on me. You know what I'm saying? Even when it's not about me in particular, you know, I say, hey, well, you know, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Oh, if I go there, it'll probably be, you know, if I go there, it'll probably be too busy over there. And it's just like, okay, we're going on question 20. And you have found something to respond to. Go ahead. You've multiple people, and I've started like making mental check marks on a consistent basis. But here's the problem. It's distracting me from enjoying my experience that is life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, oh God, what is this person going to find out? And then I realized I was like predicting the negative outcome or the negative opinion that I was going to get. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened. Speaking of the night show.
Okay.
We're doing a night show, right? Somebody comes in there. Oh, you know, something. It's not as bad as Kenny Payne missing on recruits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the thing, Steve.
I'm listening.
I was using that as a teachable moment to educate, right? Somebody had a negative. I don't even want to say negative. They had a negative, you know, take on Kenny Payne, what he's done so far. So I say, okay, this is a moment to educate. Hey, you realize by definition, the word recruiting, you only have three spots for point guards, right?
Mm-hmm.
You recruit 25 guys that you think can play in your system.
Yeah.
By definition, you're going to miss 25. I remember Uncle Rudy.
Yeah.
Uncle Rudy. Before I knew anything about the sport of baseball, he said, Marcus, what other sport can you make 3 out of 10 and be a Hall of Famer? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like in recruiting. You go three top 25s out of 10, you know, you're going to find yourself in a national championship, you know.
Absolutely.
Let's say 2 out of 10 years, you're in, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was trying to educate, right? And then after I say, well, you're going to miss by default, you're going to miss a lot of times, right? And then, you know, and then it turned into, well, then what you going to do when you did when this happens? Then I realized I'm going back and forth with somebody who's going to create a problem every single time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened. You remember, like, we've called Nikki off. We've called him off the text line. Nikki's trigger finger, that nah-nah music, he loves it, right? I have what you call a moderator, Lauren, right?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Okay, Lauren the moderator, we call her Lauren the Wrench.
Yep.
Or Lauren.
Yeah.
Like the law.
Yeah, she's awesome. She does a great job.
Okay, so Lauren circumvented the system, Nikki. Lauren said, you know what? I'm not even going to talk to Marcus about this one. I'm blocking that person. Lauren, my moderator, standard operating procedure. She sends me a text. Hey, this dude's getting on my nerves. You know, this dude's getting on people's nerves. You want him out? I got him. You know what I'm saying? She saw. Yeah. Listen, Lauren Wick. Listen. She saw me getting drugged down, you know, hey, Marcus, don't you see? You're not educating this person. This person's dragging you down and dragging everybody down. Like, you literally had 200 people are up listening to positive conversation about the University of Louisville, and you're getting attracted by this firefly of, because you're trying to help. You mean well, but you're that's destroying the whole vibe and experience. So she doesn't even reach out to me. Blocked him. I was like, that small action saved my life.
Yeah.
Big picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, Marcus, that is the level of block you need in your life. You know what I'm saying? If you talk to somebody and they bring up five back-to-back problems, problem with my vegetarian eating, problem with me sitting out in the sun, suntanning, or, you know, getting vitamin D for, you know what I'm saying? If you got five negatives on five statements, you got to get the Lauren. You got to get the, yeah. So it was like, I was like, you literally saved my existence on that one.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Okay, so since we stumbled into a little basketball, I want to clean up one real quick, Steve.
By the way, is Popsy Knox still on there?
Hold on. Hold on. Pops Enoch, are you here? Let's just act like he's gone.
It's pretty overwhelming, Brandon. But Pops,
that's,
understand people, we like the new toys. Okay,
shiny new toys.
Listen.
Were they going BHH? Y'all better show some respect.
I know. Like, Steve's another one. Like, Steve's a very working people, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Like, if we start seeing a trend of the people who played under Mac, you throw them out in a... No, Mac's going to take credit. He's going to be like, I made them tougher.
Yeah.
I gave those guys the toughness to survive. Okay, so here's the thing, Steve. This happened the other day. I'm glad you did a great job. You saved me from myself by talking about the football video.
Okay.
But let's circle back around.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because there was something you were getting to.
Yeah. And like I said, it was such a weak conversation in comparison. But it's a fun conversation.
Mm-hmm. I bet he'd be Nick and Aries.
So this video came out around August 5th, Steve.
Security.
August 5th.
Okay.
So we never got around to it. This is the 11th. Okay. It's funny, he's right over your shoulder. Okay, the video on August 5th was a simple transition.
Ooh, yes, yeah, L. Ellis, right?
L. Ellis. So it was L. Ellis lobbing the ball to Roosevelt Wheeler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the camera's up close, kind of like the sideline camera that we were talking about with the... Mm-hmm. That cost, you know, Trinity's... $1 million it's going to cost them.
Yeah,
like the sideline view, right?
Yep. It's not going to cost them anything.
So as after Rose dunks it, right?
Yes.
They're jogging back down the court.
Uh-huh.
And Rose daps up L. Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good job. Do you see who he daps up on the other hand?
Hersey Miller.
Nope. Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Ah.
So now I'm in the background, right?
Okay.
So now I say, okay, so that team has L. Ellis,
mm-hmm.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield,
mm-hmm.
Roosevelt Wheeler,
mm-hmm.
playing on the same team,
mm-hmm.
Devin Ree,
mm-hmm.
and the Maryland walk-on,
mm-hmm.
or the Maryland transfer mm-hmm. walk-on.
McCool.
Something. Yeah, sorry. Like, sorry, young fella, like... you got to contribute.
Is it Adrian? Or I think it's Adrian McCool.
Yeah, listen.
White guy.
Yeah. White, the white dude. Okay. That's, yeah. Listen, that's the team. Listen.
We're taking two.
That's the team.
Yeah.
Rose,
mm-hmm.
Brandon,
mm-hmm.
Ellis, Devin, and the white dude.
Yeah.
They're going against.
By the way, I have a Rose theory, Nick.
Steve.
I don't know if I'm ready to bring it through the air then.
They're going against Sidney Curry.
Mm-hmm.
By default, they would have to be going against Sidney Curry,
yeah.
Jalen Withers,
yeah.
Kamari Lance,
mm-hmm. Hersey Miller.
Hersey Miller, Mike James, or J.J. Trainer.
Yeah. I don't know if James was cleared at that point.
Let's just throw both of them in.
Yeah.
Mike, this is it. They got six on their team.
Okay.
Who's winning?
That team.
I'm listening.
JJ.
JJ, Sydney, Jalen Withers, Mike James, and Hersey Miller.
The other team. L. Huntley Hatfield.
Okay, where is the game being won at? Tech, okay. 38-31-93-9. Nikki, is that's too long for a poll.
Yeah. It's, no, I mean, I don't know.
38-31.
I mean, maybe.
No. I'm going to open the phone lines.
Okay.
I want just a how do you see that game going? You know what I'm saying?
Go over the teams one more time.
I will. 38-31-93-9. 8150-93-9 is the number.
I might throw my theory out there. You know, he might stop by and throw me through the window. But
listen, on one team, L. Ellis.
It's an Uber, Steve. Relax. It's company policy.
L. Ellis, Roosevelt Wheeler, Mike Jane. Wait, I'm sorry. I got distracted. Are you listening, Nikki? Don't ask me.
I am. I know I am. I'm sorry.
L. Ellis, Rose, Roosevelt Wheeler. Yeah, I'll give you a second. L. Ellis, Roosevelt Wheeler, BHH, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, Devin Ree, and what's his name, Steve? You can't just put the white guy.
Adrian McCool, I think.
Adrian McCool.
I'm sorry.
White guy.
Okay, so the other team is Sidney Curry.
Sid.
Jalen Withers.
Jalen.
Mike James. J.J. Trainer. And Hersey Miller. So they're going to be allowed to substitution on their team.
Wait.
Oh, Kamari Lance?
Oh, sorry. Kamari Lance. So I got to put JJ on the other team then.
Wait, so Sid, Jalen, Mike James,
actually,
JJ
I'll
Trainer,
start as I'll
Kamari the, Lance. Right.
I messed that up.
Just take Aiden McCool off and put JJ.
Did you hear what he said, Nikki?
Yeah, take the white guy off and put JJ on the other team.
Okay, that's fair enough. And then the other team.
So L, Rose, BHH, Devin Ree,
and JJ
against Sid, Jalen, Mike James, Kamari Lance, and Hersey Miller.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Final answer?
Who wins?
All right. Team one versus team two. Putting it up.
No, I'm asking you the question.
Oh, snap. Oh, my opinion. I'm going to go team two. Sid, Jalen, Mike James, Kamari Lance, and Hersey Miller. Maybe that's wishful thinking because they're going to need Kamari Lance to be a decent ball handler, I feel like. And Mike James looks good, man. He looks healthy. Stroking it.
I'm listening, Steve. I have a theory.
And I like Master P.
I have a theory, Nick.
Okay. And I'm scared to sit. There, I said it.
I am too. And that's why I don't like my theory. Because he has a habit of showing up here.
You know how I do the percentages? You know, I told you, I look around and I'm like, that's a 50-50. That's a 70-30 in my favor. That's a 30-70 in the other guy's favor. It's about a 95-5 staring at Sid. And those five times are require cheap shots.
I don't say it often. And I don't maybe like saying it, but I could not, on my best day, beat up Sidney Curry. I don't think there's any scenario.
You know what y'all have going for y'all?
Outside of a street fight.
What y'all have going for y'all is...
The police will side with us?
No, it's
Mother
it's,
of God.
Did you just say that?
I'm just kidding.
Hey, Nick. Did you just say that?
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get a rise at it. I don't. Nick. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Own risk.
Well, it was a joke. I'm sorry.
LMPD.
There you go.
Hey, LMPD.
I got friends. I was kidding.
And he went to I Got Friends.
Oh, you're not. Oh, listen, you're not upsetting the delegation on this one. This is not what.
Go ahead and answer that.
Look, they're all probably. But listen, here's the thing. Now you LMPD. If you need his license plate number, I can give it to
what
you.
What happens is, Sidney's not a bully. He'll recognize Nikki as so wimpy.
God, I just get off the phone, and I what the hell is that?
He recognizes Nikki as so wimpy that he's like, I can't fight you.
See, but here's what I hate.
He got that look on his face.
There's not many men I feel like this about, but I think he might feel that way about me. And I'm like,
like, you have to have a level of control when you're that big, much bigger than everybody.
I'm gonna say it. I have a theory.
I'm listening.
Doc wants to weigh in, by the way.
Nick,
we want to take Doc first, or you gotta get this out?
No, I better get this out now while I got a little courage. Watching the videos, I think Rose might be out playing Sydney. It's just a theory.
Ooh.
It's a Steve theory.
Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
So with these squads, got to think about, you know, ill defense, harassing our boy, Hersey, who's picked up his handling a whole lot, but Ill is real physical with him. In that front court, as much as Sidney is, you know, a power, the shot blocking of Rosie and Brandon and throwing JJ makes the inside game a real challenge. And so I'm going with L on that.
I'm with
team,
you, Doc.
Team L.
Yeah.
And overall, Team L?
Yep.
I'm with Doc. Yeah.
Doc, I appreciate the call.
He had a good,
good
reasoning, too. By the way, sir, whoever texts that in, that belt is awesome. And I believe they are a member of the LMPD, so they wanted you to know.
It was a joke.
That's what they all say.
We'll see if that holds up in court.
Yeah, that's where it starts. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, Rose has been featured in a lot of these little clips.
Rose can run.
Rose can really run.
You're dealing with a coach who values running now over power ISOs.
Doc touched on it. I think Rose can block some shots. Again,
Kenny Payne values being able to run and fill in lanes.
I'm just saying, when you're a video guy, your eyes are drawn to the guys that are doing well.
If you're a good video guy.
Yeah. Every one of these things has Rose making a big play. If he's not outplaying, and let me be clear, Sidney had such a good year that outplaying would be Rose's catching up, you know, like.
Yeah.
yeah, you know, the first pretty significantly.
Listen, the first couple of weeks, I'm just now getting healthy.
Yeah.
He, listen, it's the, I've done this before, son.
Yeah.
I've done this against Carolina. I'll meet you at the season.
Right. Right. Yeah, so like I use it's, Sydney
it's, you,
in
you know,
this.
You know what it's like? It's like watching Jalen prepare for an offseason or go through an offseason.
Right.
It's nerve-wracking, Steve, because I'm like, what you getting today? You know, what you do today, Jalen? And he'll, no, nothing, just kick it. Mm-hmm. What you eat today? Stopped it. You know, whatever, you know, Fridays or something.
Yeah.
I mean, what you get? Chicken pasta and baked potato. Like, when y'all go back to training camp?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm like, son, I see a lot of videos of these Derrick Henry getting it in. Or actually, it's usually the young rookies is getting it in. And you're like, Jalen, you okay? You know, like.
I mean, the young linebackers out there running sand.
Yes, yes. And then listen, the first thing that's said when Jalen gets to camp, he's in better shape than anybody there.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I know my body. I know exactly when I need to get it in.
I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Marcus. Jalen knows what he's doing. Getting to the season healthy is more important than showing off.
Yes.
You know, for videos. I get that.
Totally agree.
So, yes, while you could be right, it could be.
And Rose is more, I'm sorry, Sid is more of a face of the team right now.
Yeah, more of a proven commodity.
He's doing some camps. He's doing some things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there could be that.
Yeah, Rose may be totally in the lab.
Yeah.
And remember, Rose.
Hey, right now that poll is 100-0 for Ellis' team.
Because you voted on the first
day. It's one vote.
Sorry, didn't mean to walk on your punchline. My bad.
Listen. Rose, let's not forget, people, was the last commit to stay.
Yeah.
Rose was the last one.
He did. He waited around.
He took it to
the FedEx driver.
What he was listening.
The FedEx driver drove by.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. That was awesome.
So Rose may have the highest motivation. Like, dude,
yeah,
you stayed. It's got to work. And listen, Kenny Payne talked about, hey, I had to let his moms know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need your full permission to
go at it.
For you had to foot up his rear end just
the whole time.
But knowing what Kenny Payne's told other players too as well, that to me is Kenny Payne saying, like, but I'm willing. I think there was a couple others. Kenny Payne was like, the juice just isn't worth the squeeze.
Like who?
You can see him on various teams around the country.
Last commercial break, middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
It's time to.
Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You tell, I excel. They all fail. Gonna cocktail double Elmer.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven.
Do you want to hear something?
I'm listening.
Do you know I actually was going to tell Nick, I have recently got into The Weeknd. I like 80s type music.
But it's only Thursday.
And
see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like, could you imagine? Like, radio is a perfect dance. And when you get a thought and a transition, and Steve's getting ready to explain how the 80s and The Weeknd and, you know, he likes The Weeknd, and he's like, you heard him. You heard Steve. He was going to deliver a nice. This is three times this week he's done that to you. Just.
I actually made that into a promo.
Just totally unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been like a terrorist this week. I'm sorry.
Point is, Halloween Horror Nights at Universal is this is our event. We're going this year. You know, we really enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? And going Charity's uncle and his.
No more police jokes, Nikki. No more police and black men jokes.
I was hoping he could park and you guys wouldn't bring
that up. They're not going to fly over well.
Do you know I've had four local officers write me?
Are you serious? Stop, sorry. Nikki. I was kidding, guys. Stop, Nikki. Genuinely.
Four.
I got friends in LAPD. That's not that wasn't cool. I'm sorry. I was just kidding. I'm sorry.
I had four messages.
You do know you live in Louisville, Kentucky, right? Or you work in Louisville, Kentucky.
Just forget. I like the weekend now. That's all I had. I was going to say start putting some more weekend in our rotation.
Okay, I got
it. That's all I got.
It is catchy. I like that retro synth wave or whatever.
I don't know.
No, Andy, I'm not playing the sound of my cousin Cameron talking about rubbing up a lot of balls over his career. Thank you, Andy. I heard it.
He said that?
Did you hear it?
No.
I didn't hear that.
Cam! No. No!
Where's my phone?
How's Cam liking the Yes gig, by the way?
Listen, while Cam's doing the national coverage...
By the way, I love Nick's howdy-doody voice. Anytime he gets in trouble, he turns into... anytime he gets in trouble, do you notice that? He turns into...
Hey! Yeah, right.
So how's Cam doing, by the way?
Right, listen. No, listen.
I did that.
I know, yeah.
I've got a howdy-doody voice.
He's literally covering... Yankee baseball for the Yes Network.
Yeah.
And the only highlight that we got to get out of my cousin.
Nope. I don't believe it.
So, yeah, I rubbed up quite a few balls in my life.
Oh, they did him wrong.
Oh, no one...
Sure, it was a good learning experience.
Oh man! Oh, they did him dirty.
I'll give it to y'all one more time.
Oh, they did him dirty.
Now y'all have context. Listen, you got to do that to the rookie. That's a good.
They caught him.
Quite a few balls in my life.
Hold on, sorry.
I rubbed up quite a few balls in my life. Sure, it was a good learning experience.
What timing? That's awesome.
That was great.
Oh, they did it so wrong. Listen,
that was great. I heard it yesterday, right? And, you know, the first time you're like, oh, no. But then I heard it. I'm like, that was funny.
That's funny. It's funny because you know they're messing with it. It was funny, too, because he saw
kinda,
the next move.
Yep.
So as it was coming out,
And here's the thing. On the video... You know, they're rubbing up the balls for the pitchers, you know, getting them ready. So, of course, he had to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has to do that. But, yeah, just they hung him out really, really great. Like, it was, listen, they got you.
I'm sure that was a learning experience.
They said it was like 18 seconds.
Oh, man.
That was funny. Yes.
Actually, you know what?
Was perfect for
that. Blankenbaker sent that to us yesterday. That's right.
Okay, so you didn't actually.
No, I didn't see it. I saw it, but I was doing some stuff.
I heard it yesterday, and I'm like, no, okay. But it was awesome. It was awesome. Like he got to play out the whole thing. So here's the thing, Steve. And speaking of awkward transitions, I'll make the last awkward dismount.
All right, let's do it.
In the bathroom, I was thinking about. Can Rose stop Sydney? Rose can't stop Sydney. I still think Rose will bully Sydney.
You think Rose would bully Sydney?
No, Sydney will bully Rose.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is me in the bathroom. Hersey gets it up to court. He gets it up to Jalen Withers. Jalen Withers has brought Brandon Huntley Hatfield out on the wing.
Uh-huh.
because Jalen can play center and four. So now I got Brandon out on the wing, isolated with Jalen. Jalen might have the advantage out here.
Yeah.
I got Sydney on the block with Rose behind him. Okay.
Okay.
I got Kamari Lands on the skip side and Devin Reeves guarding him. Hersey's just getting out the way. And JJ's going to be there for cleanup, or Mike James going to be there for cleanup.
Yeah.
So then I was like, in Mac system with Sydney and Jalen Wynn.
Yeah.
And in the Kenny Payne system with Al Ellis, yeah, and Brandon and Rose Wynn. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't cut and dry anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, once I started, like, whoever plays the smartest is going to win that. Like, both teams can win that.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Like, because, yeah, I'm like, is Brandon, like, who are you taking, Brandon? Are you going to, you're probably going to take Brandon in the paint and Jalen on the perimeter.
Who, what's that poll looking like real quick before we get out of here?
Let's see here.
But does that make sense? Like,
yeah, oh,
like,
no, 100%.
Like, yeah, like, and we're talking about a game.
I'm interested to see.
Because, yeah, Hersey can get the ball up to Jalen.
I wish.
It's good. 57-43, by the way. Sorry, team one's up.
Okay, okay.
That's a smart fan base.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. They got a 57-43.
Yep.
That's a smart fan base.
30 votes. It's only been up 10 minutes. So.
Because, yeah, I think team two might have the better, but it's like team one might have the pieces. So, like, you know, it's
interesting. This can also take you back to the L. Ellis conversation. Like, I ain't, like, he's LS so much better than Hersey. But if Hersey can get the ball, yeah, up without just, you know, and, sure, and again, the matchup I've been talking about. What if Jalen Withers is playing center on this lineup?
Mm-hmm.
You got Brandon Huntley guarding you, or Roosevelt Wheeler guarding you.
Yep.
Neither one of them can stop Jalen Withers on the perimeter, in, yep, my opinion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, 100%.
And Jalen, if L. Ellis is harassing Hersey, L. Ellis said it himself. Jalen, come take the ball up the court.
Yep.
I don't feel like dealing with. Sorry about that. Sorry. I don't feel like dealing with Jared West today.
Yeah.
So Jalen Withers brings it up. What if Hersey Miller says, I don't want to deal with L. Ellis? Jalen, bring it up.
You know what I wish?
I'm listening.
I wish I did a radio show with a former athlete, a former alumni,
mm-hmm,
in particular, at U of L. Because, Nick, do you know that Kenny Payne, in talking about this, I'm imagining seeing this, and do you know Kenny Payne and that staff has made it very clear that former athletes and people can go to these practices and can watch and can see what's going on?
Really?
And if only, I mean, I love doing the show with you guys, but man, I think all the time, I'm like, if only I was doing the show with the former alumni of U of L
Jerry Eves basketball, has opening spots.
And he goes.
Jerry Eves, I'm sure.
I'll call him right now.
Has tons of open seating.
I'm about to go on the air right now.
You gonna do it from the phone? Play out that music, Nicky.
But yes. So anyways, why don't you get over there in the next day or two?
I want to give him some time.
And go, let us know.
I want to give him some time to get the boys ready before I start critiquing. Steve.
I just started watching his little, apparently he did like a little string of videos that kind of like told a story. I'm not really sure what the story was. I watched the whole thing.
Like his story of... Like,
I don't
like his career. Like
the, I don't
like
really.
The album had like a.
I don't know. He got his head cut off. He got plastic surgery. Whoa. He slept with two women at the same time who were having plastic surgery.
Stop telling my business.
And that's it. That's all I got on a Thursday. I'm out. I'm done. We'll be right back.
Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.